The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
On to our next guest. David Crow joins us now. He's chief economist at the National Association of Home Builders. Why is he? Is he here? Because confidence among U.S. home builders jumped in November to a six-year high. Their index of builder confidence increased to 46. That's the highest level since May of 2006 from 41 in October. Bear in mind, it needs to get up into the 50-60 range to look really good, but it got as low as like 8 during the depths of the crisis. So this is quite a move. David, welcome back.
Thank you, Kathleen. Glad to be back.
Well, pleasant surprise, huh?
It is. We have been expecting builder confidence to continue to move forward because buyer confidence is beginning to show its hand. Buyers are acting on their desire to move to a new home, and that's been reflected in the builder confidence index. Actually, it's been rising fairly consistently for a little over a year.
So are buyers and builders, are people really on the ground in communities telling us something that maybe macroeconomists can't see as they look at the big numbers that come out? Because we see a lot of these smaller signs that, that maybe things are, the optimism is being spurred by something, right?
Well, I think it's waiting is this is probably the biggest spur. Is it's just been so long since a lot of potential home buyers have felt comfortable in acting on their desire to move. They've perhaps changed jobs, had different families, larger families, a lot of reasons why people normally move, and all of those have been postponed for years. And they're finally said, I'm tired of waiting. Interest rates are low. House prices are starting to up again. And in my situation, anyway, I feel comfortable about my future.
And of course, important for home builders and optimism and people maybe wanting to do something. We know that rates are still very, very low. That's a plus, but they've been low for a while. But we're also seeing a couple of things. The median price of an existing home up 11.1% over October of last year to $178,600. Inventories are also starting to be worked down more and more, less distressed sales on the market. So it seems like the fundamentals, little by little, are shifting in favor of the builders, in favor of the sellers, and making the potential buyers feel they have to move.
I think there's some of that. I think there's a realization that interest rates won't be this low ever again. They might remain fairly low for an extended period of time, but you won't see them any lower. And the fact that a lot of the distressed sales are beginning finally to move through the system so that, that a more normal market can take place. I think those are feelings that have compelled both the builder and the consumer to feel more optimistic.
What are you hearing from the builders themselves? You do this survey, you ask three very specific questions about actual sales, buyer traffic, and expected sales.
Well, the encouraging part of that is that amongst the three subcomponents, the expectations for future sales index is at a 53. That's over that tipping point of 50 where there's more buyers showing optimism than not. So this is a good indication that builders expect this to continue. The other ones have all moved forward. The traffic index remained the same. Not terribly interesting. It simply means that we're having about the same volume of traffic. What the builders were telling me, though, is that the buyer in the market is much more serious about actually buying, that they're not just kicking tires. They're actually out there making deals.
And, of course, we also see that optimism improved, really across the country, in most of the regions, correct?
Optimism increased in all of the regions if you look at a three-month average, which we tend to trust a little more because the individual regions can bounce around just because of the statistical variance.
David, a lot of skeptics out there are getting an email from one of our faithful listeners are saying, oh, I was just down in Florida, I was in Naples, and I heard from the realtors that sales are slow and the builders are going to have to reprice. What about Florida? Is it almost a world apart because it was so overbuilt and so full of foreclosures, or is it typical of some other parts of the country?
Well, it's typical, but only of certain parts. One of the issues behind this housing recovery is that it is quite different. And those places that had extraordinary run-ups in prices took a huge dive, and it's going to take a while for that to come back. So Southern Florida is one of those. Some parts of California, Nevada, Las Vegas in particular, Arizona, less so, although it had some of those extraordinary changes, it seems to be coming back a little bit quicker. Florida suffers partly from the process they go through to resolve foreclosures, and that has taken much longer than any other state. So they remain unique in that sense, is way out at the edge of a continuation of overload of foreclosed or near foreclosed homes. So that observer is absolutely correct, but I don't think that's indicative of most markets in the country.
Well, in fact, you can even take a look at California, and within one state, and of course it's a pretty big state, it makes up like 20% of the U.S. economy. But when you're talking about the weakness in the market, I'm sure you're referring to places, a lot of them in the Inland Empire, right?
Right, exactly.
Crushed. They built way, these home developments way far, like an hour or so from Los Angeles. You know, people couldn't afford the homes that were built. The market crashed. You know, the construction jobs went away. They're really hurting. Go to the Bay Area, though, right? Oh, my goodness. You know, you can, you have to be a gazillionaire just to buy a place there.
No, that's true. Then in San Diego as well is beginning to come back, and even parts of L.A. It's where demand still resides. And really, right now, the thing that's out of balance is demand. Yes, we have a little overload in a few markets from the residual of the foreclosures, but what we have got much less of and what's really out of balance with the longer-term trends has been demand, both from the standpoint of existing homeowners deciding to move in a normal routine and from newly formed households, which have been about half the rate of normal. And so as those individuals finally decide to form households and as those homeowners finally decide it's time to move, we'll begin to see demand come back. And it'll be in places where the underlying economy is sound, and so that job security and future incomes are predictable. That's where the recovery has already started and will continue to be more solid than in those places that were so heavily devastated by construction losses that their economy just hasn't come back yet.
So have home builders gotten more realistic about prices? Is that one reason why they're seeing a little more traffic, why things are starting to look a little better for the home builders?
Well, home builders were always realistic about prices in the sense that their prices, the price they charge is driven by the underlying costs of what they had to pay for all the materials and the labor. What's been the difficult is the prices of existing homes fell below that level. So effectively, you couldn't sell a home and make any profit at all because the competition was selling below what it would cost to reproduce that home. That's beginning to cure itself. The troubling aspect on the horizon, however, is in order to get these resources back into home building, in order to attract the labor that left, in order to get new production of lots, land developed into capability of building on, we're going to have to see increases in those prices. Labor is going to want more to come back into home building. It's going to take more to buy the land, to develop it, to get it ready.
So, David, how would you characterize the home building part of the market, the new home part of the market? If, 100% is when it's full speed ahead, if zero is, say, the bottom of the Great Recession, where are we now? Are we at 30? Are we at 40? Where are we?
Well, in terms of total production, we're not even halfway. You know, we're producing at about the 700,000 level, and we should be producing at the 1.5, 1.6 million level. Of course, the reason we're not is we don't have the demand for that many houses. So if you look at it at the production level, we're maybe 40% of the way. If you look at it in terms of this builder confidence, which is kind of a gauge of builders, then you know we're knocking on halfway being 50.
So even though there's improvement, even though this is a 6-year high, if we stand back, the message from this home builder survey is yes, some more improvement. Yes, builders are more optimistic, but there's still a long way to go to get back to a strong, vibrant housing market.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. We still have a long way to go. There's still hurdles out there. Consumer access to mortgage credit, appraisals, still some overload in some markets of existing distressed sales, and just general overall economic conditions, making jobs feel more secure.
Well, a long way to go then, absolutely, or maybe not so long. We'll see how the negotiations go in Washington. David Crow, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Chief Economist at the National Association of Home Builders.
You can listen to The Hayes Advantage weekdays at 12:30 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012, Bloomberg LP.